I know. I'm going, you know?
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by you know the thing.
I wasn't thinking of the Bill of Rights when we did this.
I believe America is supposed to be that shining city on the hill, the beacon of freedom.
Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction.
You gotta make sure you cover your full face.
These vaccines are zero liability.
There's so much fake information.
It's the David and Goliath thing.
Their agenda is not God's agenda.
Why will the churches not stand up?
I'm trying to save America.
I believe we're in the greatest revival in history.
The following is a live broadcast of the Pete Santilli Show, exclusively on frankspeech.com. To watch the live broadcast at 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern, visit frankspeech.com or see our links at petesantilli.global.
Goodness, it's a rough morning this morning. Here we go. Good morning, everybody. Rough morning. Go away for a couple of days and got to get everything just recombobulated. So top of the morning to each and every one of you. Hold on one second. I got to adjust my headphones here. Hello. I should have good audio quality. I should have good audio quality. Give me some 5x5s in the chat room, sir. Serenity 10, good morning, Rita. Good morning, everybody. Oh my goodness, I have Facebook up and running. People still on Facebook. Unbelievable. But you know, there's only so much you can do to undo the brainwashing and the mind control that goes on over there. There's just people just won't leave it. Regardless of what we know technologically about the skull plugging that's happening on Facebook. They just take out our president. They mind control us. They database us. They submit all of your data to the intel services, including the FBI, and people just stay there. They just refuse to leave, which is why our nation is failing, because that's just one example of the many examples that we have of why our nation is failing right now, is because Americans right now are refusing. And I know why. It's a brainwashing. They're refusing to rise up to this cabal in Silicon Valley that's destroying our nation, cabal in the mainstream media that is CIA Mockingbird run. And then you have politicians that are Republican and Democrat lying to the American people just as much as the mainstream media in Northern California, in Silicon Valley. Facebook is not an option, Tricia. There are so many other options. If you go to PeteSantilli.mobi, you'll find every other platform. For those of you that stay on outlets like, well, we're not on Twitter, obviously. We've been deleted. 150,000 plus followers wiped out. But those that stay on Facebook, I need to shut that down altogether. But unfortunately, I don't have my co-host. My co-host, yeah, please do not, let me shut down Facebook. I need to do this. Hold on. Just, I want to put your chats up on the screen. I definitely want to do that. That web stream is deleted. Unbelievable. That's okay. All right. So this is what we've got. I'm going to have a conversation with you this morning. First announcement I'm going to make. Brenda says, why are you on Facebook, Pete? I'm on Facebook to tell you that that you should not be on Facebook. And I'm there to tell everyone, as long as we expect to be deleted, because these are a bunch of pedophile enabling communists. And we say that they suppress life-saving information about COVID, which I believe that they're complicit in this crime against humanity. And I will broadcast that as long as I can to absolutely, especially, I'm going to say it. I'm going to berate the people that refuse to leave there. People are dying because of the information that's being suppressed. And we have Americans that stay on that platform and they think that they're doing something. Actually, the only people that are left on Facebook are the ones that water their speech down. They suppress their free speech, which I don't. So as long as I can, if I can send a stream out there, I'm going to say everything and do everything that I can to tell the truth about the world we live in. That particular, these Northern California platforms are actually causing the death of tens of thousands of people right now, because they're suppressing life-saving information about hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin and other alternatives to big pharma. That's why I'm on Facebook, is to tell you that you are literally causing the downfall of America by not getting off of these platforms that support big pharma. So you guys are big pharma enablers over there. Let me shut it down. We're not on Frank right now because we're just coming back and the stream has to be running. We got in. Thank you very much, Angie, for letting me know. Just because of the way they run the stream out, it has to be up and running on the overnight. So we're not on Frank's speech right now, but we will be. We're going to be going strong on the morning show tomorrow morning. Sidney Powell's going to be joining me in the morning. On frankspeech.com. So we look forward to that. She's looking forward to coming on and speaking with all of our newest viewers over there on Frank Speech. But this morning, just because of the technicalities and relaying the feed out of their main studio, we're not up and running. But I wanted to get a stream up. Let me tell you what is going on right now. A couple things, just a quick update about Deb Jordan. She's not going to be joining me this morning. She has dislocated her shoulder. We actually stayed all the way until at the event, at Clay Clark's event, which I'm going to talk about. It was a great event, by the way. Awesome, awesome event. We met so many great people. We had great meetings, great conversations with people like Senator Wendy Rogers, the professor that you're about to hear from here momentarily. But Deb Jordan separated, she literally separated her shoulder. She dislocated her shoulder. And I wanted to come on this morning to let everybody know we're going to be taking care of that this morning. She's actually on the telephone. We got back late last night. It's not a good situation. We didn't realize how bad it was until the day after she actually injured herself. And, you know, she wanted to tough it up. And she didn't. She stuck it out. And at 3 o'clock, as soon as the meetings were over, we started heading back and getting ready. We grabbed a bite to eat, met with Jordan Conradson from the Gateway Pundit. She stuck it out for that. That was a great meeting. And then we drove back. We got back late last night, and here we are. So I need to turn off the chat in Facebook because I just can't allow that to show up on the screen. I don't know if... are we doing okay, you guys? I hear you in the background. Somebody's unmuted. Hold on one second. And I'm juggling by myself, which, you know, some of you are going to say, oh my goodness, why are you unprepared? We're just getting the streams fired up this morning, and we will be. We're going to be putting out a lot of content. This week's going to be very exciting in that we're going to be broadcasting and then heading out to Des Moines, Iowa. Des Moines, Iowa for the Trump rally. And now if you're buffering, you're in bad coverage area. Just give me just a couple seconds here. All right. And I'll take care of that as soon as I put this up. This morning's, we're going to get to this morning's top news headline. And then I'm going to have a heart to heart. This is an, you know, I hate to say it every single show. Yet somebody said, why shut it down? Because I'm just not going to enable that platform. And if you want to chat with us, get on any other platform if you could. Give me just a second. Deb's not with me, so I got to juggle. Oh my God. This is crazy. Yeah. There you go. Yeah, Lonnie, you're literally causing the downfall of America by staying there. I'm just going to turn it off altogether. Please join us on any other platform. There we go. All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen. There we go. Fantastic. We're doing good. All right. This morning's top news headline has to do with the lack of transparency that's going on. Now, I've been talking to a lot of people. My sources are the highest level sources. Okay. And I don't want to call any one particular person out, but I will say this. I've had some pretty in-depth conversations with people in the know, like the professor, David Clements. And Jordan Conradson had a great discussion with the professor. And I'm gonna present that discussion that he had with you. And then I'm going to come back and I'm going to share with you stuff that is going on behind the scenes. The fate of our country is in fact in the hands of a bunch of people that are just not sharing the truth with you. They're not. And I'm going to have a solution for you because I've been talking to the people that do know about what's going on and what it's going to take to save our country. But I want you to listen to the Professor David Clements on the Arizona audit. And then we'll come back and I'm going to add some additional stuff that's not in this public sphere. All right. But my duty and loyalty is to you, our audience. You guys, we're in trouble. I'm going to tell you that right now. We're in trouble. And if the American people don't respond to it, our nation would be finished, but it's not going to be a pretty ending between now and then. Now let's go to the professor. I'm going to actually play this video for you. Oh, it better play through. Last week.
This is Jordan Conradson with the Gateway Pundit. I'm here with Professor and Attorney David Clements. So a few weeks ago, you said that the Arizona audit report would be terrible, far worse than imagined. I think you called it. What do you think of the Arizona audit report?
I'm equally, equal parts frustrated, yet also encouraged, if that makes sense, because you've got enough for decertification. You've got over 57,000 illegal ballots. The frustration comes in how the report was articulated. You want to lead with a front page report that tells you this is the bad stuff, make it clear, and what are we going to do with it? And I don't think we quite got that. But if you dig into the bones of the report, you start getting into 263,000 images that were forensically destroyed. You've got a bunch of what appears to be tampering or withholding of evidence. And so you've got enough to cover the margin. So we should be calling for decertification. The frustration is that there's a mandate on how to do a full forensic audit. I don't think we quite got that. We didn't get the routers. There's some discussion on what we got and whether we're going to get what we really want. The canvas, we didn't get. We had Liz Harris, who had tremendous findings, which is great. And when we hear about intimidation from people like Merrick Garland, the question is, well, why didn't we dig in and tell Merrick Garland to pound sand? We had some brave legislators, one that might be looking at me right now, that's called for that. We didn't have enough voices for saying, look, this isn't your business. And then there was the missing volume of Giovanni Hunt and Pulitzer with relation to the kinematic findings. And that's really important, because when you look at the tally, which is what the mainstream press went with, we've got more votes for Biden. And this was never about doing a recount or a tally. This was about doing a full forensic audit. What Jovan told me was that you had over 1,600 ballot boxes. 52 of them were sealed. The rest weren't. So you have tremendous chain of custody problems. And then we get into the question of, well, what is in those unsealed boxes? We have 5 months plus an opportunity to stuff those boxes. We can look at whether or not it was vote secure paper, whether these were counterfeit. So there's a lot of questions that have been raised that we still haven't gotten conclusive answers, at least to the public. I mean, I knew that this was bad because I had some knowledge of some of these findings. I'm just sitting there going, wait till everyone sees the report. Then you also have issues with respect to intimidation and pressure that was put on Doug Logan, Jovan Hunt, and Pulitzer. And that's problematic, because a lot of these folks are under contracts for or non-disclosure agreements where they can't tell you. But what I'm hearing is an element of duress. And so I teach contract law. One of the defenses to contract formation is duress. If you're depriving someone of their free will to give you the unvarnished truth because of different economic pressures, whether or not funding's withheld, whether or not someone's gonna be indemnified, that's an issue. And so really what the American people want is just confidence. We want the best version of an audit that we can get. And I'm not certain that we got that. So the question is, how do we advocate going forward, knowing that we have far, far more than what's needed to decertify, but also hold the other politicians accountable on why we didn't get the best audit out there? I mean, $9 million is a lot of money.
That's right.
So, those are my initial thoughts, and I'm going to continue to encourage people to decertify and see if we can find out more information that's out there, but it just hasn't made its way to the public.
So you said they were under duress. Do you think that the report was watered down?
I do. I'm taking Doug Logan's exact words that he was under tremendous pressure. But he also said some things that seem to suggest that he'll stand by the report that was put out there. To me, that doesn't make sense.
Right.
That's just, I'm speaking for myself. I mean, if you're under pressure, and then you're under pressure. And that pressure to do what? So I can't speak for Doug, but I know that when I look at a report that talks about issues, we had 57,000 issues. What does that mean? Let's be precise in our language. Are we talking about fraudulent votes? Are we talking about illegal votes? We made it very hard for people to get something that they could work with and demand accountability. And when you have someone like the governor, Doug Ducey, saying that we're not going to decertify the night of, he didn't even digest the report, let it sink in, figure out how his constituents would feel about it. He was ready to say, no, we're not doing this. I'm disappointed in Karen Pham. I've withheld criticism going back quite some time, because she is the engine on how we went about getting the audit in the first place. And so you want to wait and see, what are we going to get? And one of my chief frustrations with Karen is when something's subpoenaed and you've been told that your subpoenas are lawful and someone doesn't comply with it, you don't reissue new subpoenas. You don't ask for something else and then get ignored. When people would ignore subpoenas that I sent out in a case and I didn't get it on time, you bring it to the attention of the judge and you'd ask for an emergency hearing right away. And you have someone show cause. And if they can't show cause, you say, judge, fine them or throw them in jail. That's how you get their attention. We knew about not having the routers back in May. It's October. That's unacceptable. So those are the frustrations where I'm sitting there going, look, we want to support you. I'm telling people to donate money to the audits, and yet we don't have everything that we're entitled to. And so I see there's a level of messaging that's just very, very inconsistent. And we've got some fighters and we've got some other folks that I feel like they're just slow rolling us, and we're running out of time. And now a lot of us are concerned about the Attorney General Brnovich. Right, fantastic. If he wants to look at what the audit says, he can act on it. But if a law professor from New Mexico State University can figure out the election was stolen back in November of last year, there's no reason for him to wait till October of 2021 to get started. That's a problem. So we'll see what happens. I think it's incumbent upon people like myself to continue to put pressure on people, to encourage those that are doing a great job and praise them, and then call out those that aren't doing their job.
That's right. So another thing, you know from experience how swampy our courts are and our criminal justice system is. What's it going to take to actually prosecute the people involved, the people responsible for this? Because we all know that the courts are geared against the people and for the government.
Yeah. I think of it as we've got a cancer that's grown in the judiciary, in the legislature, in my profession. So this isn't just me calling out the politicians and the judges, but we have to remove that cancer. And I don't know what else to tell you other than we have to have a very bright spotlight on Brnovich and hold his feet to the fire. Something should have been done a long time ago. I think we had evidence to have indictments in December. So, when I was a prosecutor, you act on things, you look at it, you look at the affidavits, you would look at the findings of Rudy Giuliani and those public hearings that I think it was 8 hours in Arizona alone, and you start digging, and you can convene a grand jury, and you can have criminal charges. You can investigate. That should have happened. So the prescription is either people are acting in accordance with reality, and it seems like the public is more aware than our politicians. Mm-hmm. And if they don't act, then we have to figure out a mechanism to get rid of them.
So, yes, it seems to me we have this Overton window to hold Attorney General Brnovich's feet to the fire. We need to act on that. Thank you, Mr. Clemens.
You're welcome.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Volume was up too high. All right. So, it's going to be a relatively brief morning update in that we're not going to do our regular show. Because I have to attend to, I wanted to get back, of course, in the saddle, talk with everybody. There's a lot to unpack here, but right out of the gates, I want to tell each and every one of you that, ladies and gentlemen, we're in trouble, okay? We're in big, big, big trouble. The fate of our nation actually relies upon what is happening, and unfortunately, I'm going to have to say this, behind the scenes. Everybody's sitting there thinking that the right thing is going to be done. And what I'm seeing and what I'm hearing from people now, of course, I've had conversations with the professor, David Clemens. He has sat down with Mike Lindell and President Trump. So I trust that he is within the inner circle. He is very concerned about what's happening behind the scenes. The politicians in Arizona, and I'm not going to mention any one specifically, but I'm going to tell you that they're being less than transparent with the public right now. It's the truth. I've spoken to them. I know this and have had conversations with people like, why don't you go public? Why Why are you not out there telling the public? Now, of course, they said that's what we expect you to do as a member of the media. And that's what I'm here to do today, is to relay information to you that is very, very vital to the survival of our republic. It's this big. It's this big. Sidney Powell is working behind the scenes in a good way. General Flynn is working behind the scenes in a good way. Professor David Clements is working behind the scenes in a good way. I'm gonna point out and name those, like Mike Lindell, who I met with. We had a meeting, as you know, at Clay Clark's place, and he had a message that that was put out, and I'm here to relay to you that everything that Mike Lindell is doing right now, he's literally got everything on the line. The Cole Warranto, the Supreme Court filing, the petitions, everything that he is doing right now, he's all in with helping to save our country, okay? Lots of great things are happening. But one thing that you need to know right now is that the politicians in Arizona right now are not being forthcoming with you, okay? That is a fact. The behind-the-scenes wrangling is not within the best interest of our country. Attorney General Brnovich, we can only, I mean, we're literally hoping that one guy, that's pretty dangerous that we rely upon one guy that was served up with a watered-down report. Karen Fan didn't even put top page that there was tremendous fraud contained in the Cyber Ninjas report. She didn't even put that on there. And then she served him with redacted documents. We're talking about a bunch of people right now that are not only, I mean, either intentionally sabotaging or just being a bunch of incompetent chimps. And then the politicians, of course, piling on by not saying anything about what's happening here. But this is what it's going to take, folks. It's going to take each and every one of you, each and every one of you, to participate in this thing. And guess what they're relying upon? This is what they're relying upon, folks. It's sad but true. I had the discussion about, and we've had discussions with people that suffer internet illness on platforms like Facebook. They refuse to get off. They're literally under such a brainwashing. They're having arguments with me like, why are you here? We're literally throwing out a life raft to bring them off of the platform. I'm literally brought it. I mean, that's to say, well, Pete Santilli, why are you even broadcasting? I'm broadcasting to alert the public. That's why I'm broadcasting. Okay. I'm not a consumer of information on Facebook or any other Silicon Valley platform. I'm not a consumer of information. I don't sit there and consume and share memes. I broadcast. I tell the truth. And I don't water my speech down like everybody has to do in order to stay on those platforms. I don't. I'm there to get deleted and couldn't care less if they delete me. Because if they're not deleting me, then I'm not pushing the envelope far enough. They know that people like that will literally have their country destroyed and won't do anything about it. That's what they're relying upon. They know they're relying right now on sneaking through a bunch of fraud. And then, I mean, if the attorney general does not prosecute and do perp walks, and there's nothing to certify, by the way. Professor Clements says to decertify. That's the term that he uses, because there's a way, because we do know that the Arizona election was certified. So it's appropriate to say we need to do whatever that was. The best path, I believe, to decertification is to call out the fraud and when it took place, and it automatically cancels it out. You cannot certify. And those are legal terms that need to be worked out in the courtroom, of course. But you cannot certify fraud. Fraud took place. And ladies and gentlemen, they're suppressing this information. The attorney for Karen Fan. Corey Langenhofer, Longhofer, whatever his name is. He's a Mitt Romney crony. He has issued threats to people. What those threats are, you just heard from the professor, that that's bad. That although under duress, what kind of duress, as the professor said? What did it cause him to do to change the results of the report? We don't know. But right now, this fraud that exists in our election system right now, each and every one of you needs to know that we don't have a legitimate election system. It's not legitimate at all. It's completely corrupted. And if the American people don't rise up and smash it down and smash this old system altogether, you're living in a communist country. And can it be saved? Absolutely. It can't be saved by, the likes of people that, and I keep using the example, I have to pick on them. If you are literally just wallowing on communist platforms, you're wallowing in republicanism, which is fake. These Republicans, like, that you might talk about, like Rand Paul or who are, even Jim Jordan, it's all fake, folks. These people were installed in office through electronic voting machine fraud. They speak Republican to you, and then they do nothing, which helps advance Marxism. Okay? We need to get rid of each and every one of them. They're the ones that have caused this. Any Republican out there right now that is saying that they themselves were even voted into office legitimately needs to be removed, because they weren't. They were basically handpicked, and deals were made. They went into office, whether they be Republican or Democrat, based on how they would perform or not perform. I'll use this as an example, and I don't have any information to support this, but I'm just going to make up a scenario here. Let's say you like Jim Jordan, and everybody loves Jim Jordan. But there's a couple things that these people don't talk about, all right? They don't talk about things like electronic voting machine fraud that they know exists, and it's been around for decades now. They don't talk about the mind control that's being perpetrated by the Central Intelligence Agency through Silicon Valley platforms like Facebook. People are literally brainwashed to the point to where they can't even save themselves. And they don't talk about it. Jim Jordan doesn't talk about CIA mind control and the Mockingbird media and on Silicon Valley platforms. Those that don't talk about that need to be gone. They need to be removed. And those that are afraid to talk about it, because it exists. These are crimes against humanity, ladies and gentlemen. The mind control that's being perpetrated here with the COVID stuff is a prime example of it. Nobody's talking about it, you'll notice, Republicans and Democrats. Why? Because they're all benefiting, folks. They're all getting paid on the backside, especially damaging to our republic. Are the Republicans that are avoiding the topic altogether? They don't mention, not even President Trump mentions the CIA and how they have completely taken over the mainstream media in Silicon Valley. The Central Intelligence Agency. Not even Trump will talk about it. That should tell you something there. What is he afraid of? I'm afraid of nothing. Nothing. I seek eternal life, so their threats of my death don't scare me at all. They can come take me out right now, and I know exactly where I'm going. I work on preparation for eternal life each and every second, okay? So I'm here to tell you right now that unless, and I'm going to give them the opportunity, the Arizona politicians like Fan and just a whole host of others, you may
you know, whoever they are, what I want them to do is to be transparent about what's going on. And this is what it's going to require. And I've heard this from Arizona politicians. If the American people don't step it up right now and put the pressure on, they're going to get away with this in Arizona. They're going to sweep it under the carpet. One more day, every single day that goes by without full transparency and accountability. Accountability meaning that people go into handcuffs. What are they doing through with all this power? Through electronic voting machine fraud. What are they doing with it? This is what they're doing. They've got a global pedophile and human sex trafficking network that they're addicted to the profits of, period. Anybody want to dispute that? Come on, bring it to me right now. Bring it to me. It's number one thing. Why would any politician not be talking about that? Human trafficking, sex trafficking. They've got children under MK Ultra mind control. This is the truth. I have facts to back it up and witnesses. They're perpetrating mind control on social media platforms like Facebook. They are. And you don't even know that you're being subjected to it. I'll prove it to you. There's people that won't even get off Facebook. That's proof that they're so brainwashed and mind controlled that you could take out their president, rape their fellow Americans and their fellow Americans' children. They won't even get off. Seriously. How sick is that? How sick is that, that these people are under such a spell through the mainstream media, the CIA Mockingbird media, that they're lied to about COVID. They're lied to about the vaccines. They're lied to about the deaths caused by the vaccines. They're lied to about the COVID spreading like wildfire through those that have been vaccinated. Nobody talks about the Central Intelligence Agency destroying the planet. It must be. We're at war with the CIA, ladies and gentlemen. The entire world, there's entire governments all around the world that must take up war against the Central Intelligence Agency. The United States of America has been captured by the CIA. Nobody's talking about this. When someone like Brnovich, who's supposed to do what's right, doesn't do what's right, it's because the CIA has bags of cash for him. This is what the fate of our nation is relying upon right now. You know why? Because we, the people, are under such a spell, okay, thinking that somebody's going to come and save us. The CIA has been working both sides of this thing. They work on a populace and brainwash them to do nothing. I mean, seriously, in most cases, people would be taking up arms in other countries to stop what is happening to ours. And we're a nation that has 400 million guns. And we're not using them. Why? Because of the brainwashing. We have a system that is so corrupt, the court system. We have a political class that is so corrupt. We have a mainstream media that is so corrupt. CIA run. CIA Mockingbird media pushing Big Pharma. They're making money on Big Pharma in the trillions of dollars. They're making money on sex trafficking and human trafficking. I refuse to keep my mouth shut about that alone. But Big Pharma is being used to further this mind control. They're injecting people with nanoparticulates that can be controlled remotely. Bore a hole into your freaking brain and continue to get you to just sit there and wait for somebody else to save your country. To never, ever, ever take up arms as we're expected to do against tyranny. Our Second Amendment, okay, is exactly there for this moment in time. We need a citizens' militia to respond appropriately and under proper command and authority by leadership. And there is none right now that's calling for the right things to do. We're being slow cooked into destruction of our nation. It'll get to the point to where people are literally just like walking up, here you go. Millions of people are going to be turning in their guns. You know, I mean, they are. They're going to be. They're under such a spell. That's my point. I'm not necessarily calling, all right, everybody, let's take up arms. No. That's not what I'm doing. What I'm saying is we are under such a spell. This is that moment in our nation's history. And this is not a popular thing to be saying against the politicians that are perpetrating this. We have politicians right now. You can name any one of them. Name any one of your heroes at the state level or at the national level. Matt Gaetz, for instance. Nothing but a selfie-taken opportunist. Matt Gaetz is not coming out about CIA mind control. Matt Gaetz is not talking about the Central Intelligence Agency almost taking him out. He's not even mentioned. It's happening to him. He won't even mention it. Matt Gaetz just wants to get on Fox News. Marjorie Taylor Greene, she bailed on, you know, the whole Q movement, which was doing what? Exposing pedophilia and child trafficking. Why did she back off on that? I wonder. I wonder why. Probably because there's so much money in it. They bought her off too. Why did she back off? Why? Why did she back off of that? She's a mother. That's why she pursued the Q movement. Is because we were exposing that kind of stuff and sharing that information on the Q boards about sex trafficking and pedophilia that is so pervasive and it is so profitable. It's destroying our country, folks. It's destroying the entire world. These elites are raping your babies and you're not doing anything about it. They control the media. They control the electronic voting machines. They control Silicon Valley and you're doing nothing to save your country. Everybody needs to start snapping out of it. I've connected to somebody and you need to go look her up right now. I'm going to be bringing her on the show as soon as I can. Her name is Kathy O'Brien. Kathy O'Brien. We're going to go down that rabbit hole. She knows MK Ultra. She knows, as a matter of fact, she spoke of how all these politicians who were raping her came to power through electronic voting machine fraud. She knows this. She's been speaking out about it. She's an MK Ultra victim herself. She was a sex slave to the elite. We've connected with her. We're going to bring her on. This is disgusting to even fathom that the Roman Catholic Church especially is nothing but a pedophile network. They're pushing for a one world order. They're earning profits on pedophilia, homosexuality, sexual deviancy, and corrupt financial dealings worldwide. But guess what? She'll even say it. There's nothing they could have ever done to strip her soul of who she is. Thankfully, that's what she has. And that's what we have as a people. They can take our media. They can destroy Silicon Valley. They can destroy our politics. They can do all that stuff. But one thing they will underestimate is the power of the human soul, a godly soul. That's what I'm appealing to right now. If you in Arizona and we the people do not rise up to this corruption that's going on right now, even in the do not listen to any politician in Arizona that is not right out in the open telling you about what's going on. And that is that Brnovich is potentially corrupt. I mean, the fate of our nation is going to depend on whether or not Brnovich is going to take the money. That's dangerous. That is dangerous. The fate of our nation will be determined based on whether or not Brnovich will be bought off
That's where we're at right now. And that is way too dangerous. He needs to know that if he does not make a decision in favor of exposing the corruption, that it's over for that entire political class. Every one of them. Every single one of them. That the people of Arizona will never tolerate unless these people that perpetrated election fraud in Arizona, here are the options. They go to jail. That's it. And it better get done. I want to put his telephone number up on the screen right now. And I want you as an American to pick up the phone and call, and you tell him equal application of the law. That's all you're calling for, law and order in Arizona. Here's Brnovich's office right here. His telephone number is 602-542-5763. That's 602-542-5763 in the Phoenix area. In the Tucson area, it's 520-628-6504. 520-628-6504. You need to call Brnovich. Tell him to do the right thing. Ladies and gentlemen, these electronic voting machines that Mitt Romney has been, and his dad, I mean, Kathy O'Brien, last night I heard her say that she was dealing with Romney's dad. I mean, dating all the way back then. And Pierre Trudeau. You know, you got the Romneys now, Mitt Romney, the next generation, and Justin Trudeau. This next generation. We don't run our countries through oligarchy in opposition to the will of the people. We don't do that. If you do not rise up, and if you don't stop complaining about what's happening in this country and start doing something about it, you will get exactly what you deserve. I'm going to tell you something right now. I will not comply. I will never relent. I will never give up. I will never take a knee to this system. I will continue to tell the truth. And my objective, especially on Silicon Valley platforms, is to get the truth out and get shut down. Do you understand that? My objective, if I'm not getting shut down, I'm not telling the truth about the world we live in. I refuse to water my speech down. Even these politicians be on notice, okay? I'm friendly to one entity, and that is my fellow human beings. That's it. I'm not a diplomat. I extract just enough information that I need in order to sell my, in order to serve my fellow man and woman. That's it. You'll be held accountable to the truth. And the truth is right now that you're not being told the truth. That is the truth. That is the truth. And these people think that, oh, well, for the greater good, I can just keep my mouth shut and run for office next time and do a. Now, folks, it's a perpetual, endless system of corruption that must be destroyed. It must be destroyed. It must be destroyed. Our system is that corrupt. The court system is corrupt. Our surveillance industrial complex is corrupt. All of it is being used to do what? To earn the profits on sex trafficking, human trafficking, drug trafficking, gun running, political corruption, and advancement towards a one world order at the throne of Satan. Okay? And those that are not being honest with you are indirectly working for Satan through deceit. A godly man will step forth and lay his life on the line to deliver the truth. And I ask men and women in politics to start doing that now. Those that don't must be destroyed and removed. Get them out. Replace them with godly warriors. You guys are being lied to right now. Okay? Professor David Clements.
Professor David Clements is the real deal. And he will go only so far because he's a prosecutor. And he's going to go based on the evidence. And he knows what's happening. And he tipped you off to what's happening. I spoke with him personally. I spent a lot of time with him, speaking with him. He sat down with President Trump. Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell, real deal right there. Oh, he's telling the truth. And it doesn't matter what they do to him. He's still going to pursue the truth. And he does every single day. Every single day. Every opportunity. Everything he has riding on saving our country. Everything. His entire business, he has actually been using to help save our country right now. Which reminds me, and I didn't plan to do this. I was going to go off the air here because I need to take care of my lovely bride. Okay? Let me put this message out here from Mike Lindell. Okay? From Mike Lindell. Of all the products that are on frankspeech.com, I want you to go we need all hands on deck right now. All right? frankspeech.com and what we're going to do on frankspeech.com will decide the fate of our nation. Here it is right here. Go to mypillow.com, all right? Take a look at the new arrivals and look at these yard signs, buy yard signs. Put it up. Let's spread the word. We have to go around Silicon Valley. We have to go around the mainstream media. They're suppressing that information like you wouldn't believe. Go to mypillow.com. I stake my life on this, that Mike Lindell is the real deal, that Professor Clements is the real deal, that Sidney Powell is the real deal, that General Flynn is the real deal. We're fighting on our last breath right now. And our last breath will include resuscitation by the American people. And if the American people refuse to do CPR on our nation right now, we're done. We're done with the possibility of saving it, but they will not be taking over the United States of America. I'm going to tell you that right now. We will go scorched earth. And for those of you that sat there and did nothing, you know, you'll be held to account by your maker. For those of you that are sitting there on Facebook and YouTube, I'm not on YouTube at all. And you're enabling these communist propagandists, CIA propagandists and money launderers and sex traffickers. You helping them and enabling them. You'll be judged. I refuse to participate in that nightmare. Okay. John Voight has put a message out. And I'm going to go to John Voight's message. We're going to end on this note right here. John Voight has. We are going to the next rally. We're going to the rally in Iowa. And it's just remarkable how we had already pre-planned this. We put in for our media credentials. We'll be going out there for barbecue, okay? Everything rides on what's happening here in the next several days, I'm going to say. But let's go to a message from John Voight. Here it is. And keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, mypillow.com. Use promo code Pete. Order your yard signs. Get Frank's speech up. Let's go. We need to promote awareness of frankspeech.com. It's the only free platform left on the planet.
My fellow Americans, we will never allow this force of evil to knock down our Constitution, our God-given truths. My friends, we're all saddened by the unrighteousness that has doomed our nation. We're all angry for this deceit that has taken our freedom, our children's freedom. But we must not give up. For God shall remind all that his power is stronger than any politician, any book, any lie. He will show truths because we're a nation of truths and strength. And my fellow Americans, he will never let us down. Let us all keep our faith. Let us all keep our truths. And let's all participate in the next rally.
Oh, come on.
For Donald J. Trump will show all that he is the only president that had our best interests. My friends, we're all sad and heartbroken. Our nation is in despair. But he fought for us once, and he will do it again. Let us hold our heads high, our hopes high, and let us remember our forefathers' words, the words stamped on our flag, our dollar bills, our trust in God. We trust. Much love to you.
Much love, John Boyd. Much love to each and every one of you. If you guys can get to Iowa, we intend, although we have put in for media credentials, we're going to spend our time with the American people. Tailgating, all right? Meeting with the American people on the outside. Okay. If you can get to Des Moines, Iowa, for this Saturday's rally, get there. Bikers for Trump, they want to make it the biggest rally ever. He's John Boyd is calling for everybody to participate in this next rally. We're going to the rally. Deb Jordan, I need to go take care of right now. So what I'm going to do, is I'm going to ask you to, of course, again, I'm going to put this on the screen. Need your support. Go to MyPillow.com. Order like our life depends on it, because it does. Okay. We're actually defunding the swamp, and we're revitalizing the kingdom. Go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code Pete. I know that you guys don't all have yard signs. They're a cheap ticket item. Go to MyPillow.com. Order your yard signs. Help promote FrankSpeech.com. Let's get to the rally. Let's get to the rally in Des Moines, Iowa. If you can make it out there, we'll meet you out there. We're going to have a huge tailgate party. We're planning for that. Colton Boyles is coming down from Idaho. Lindsey Grathwall is going to be coming out. She's not online right now. She's going to be coming out and helping out. So go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code Pete. I need your support like never before, because I'll tell you what, it's not very popular to be going after all these big prominent names. My loyalty is to you. I will survive if you guys keep me surviving by going to MyPillow.com, enter promo code Pete. At least order the yard signs. Order your slippers. Order the towels that are on sale. You can go to frankspeech.com for even better deals by going through the frankspeech.com portal. Use promo code Pete. You guys, listen, we're talking about a matter of a couple of weeks here. I'm going to put it all on the line. All of it on the line. Somebody said we need people with buses to get us there. That's right. Get together. Rally together. Pitch in. Get a charter bus. That's right. Don't expect somebody else to do it. You guys need to get a group of people together. Go find out how much it costs to get a charter and get the heck out there. Get out there. Let's go. Let's go. All right.
It's 9 hours.
I'll put the 24/7 stream up. You guys can join us over at Rumble. You can support us on Rumble too, by the way. We'll leave the 24/7 stream up so that you guys can get together. We'll be back tonight at 6 o'clock. I'm off and running. Everybody say a prayer for Deb Jordan. I got to take her to the hospital to get her dislocated shoulder fixed. Oh, she's in so much pain. Bye, you guys. We'll see you tonight at 6 p.m. Take action. Support us. That's the first step.
You're listening to The Pete Santilli Show. Be sure to save our links so you'll always know where to find us. Visit PeteSantilli.movie. Save it to your bookmarks or cell phone home screen.
Delay. Order now.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.